This brings me to something that I was thinking about. I watched Nassam Haramein video, which the Raven, you're not familiar with, but I've just kept tabs on him because he's a scientist who's trying to work on the unification theory, bringing spirituality and science together. And I watched a interview with him where he brought up some interesting things. I'm kind of on the fence about who he is and what work he's doing. He seems to be a pretty open-hearted person who's really trying to affect positive change. And he talked about the idea of competition and how that isn't in line with who we are as living things. He gave an example: when the Earth first was created, there was two types of one-celled organisms that were fighting in competition with each other, and that caused a pollutant between these two organisms called oxygen, and they almost ran each other into extinction until at the last minute they switched over and worked in conjunction with each other to figure out how to assimilate and breathe that pollutant, which is oxygen. And I thought that was an interesting story of life forms trying to get it right and be and work with their natural, you know, who they are, being earth connected. And he was using that as an analogy for the time right now. And so, this is up for me, you know, because the Raven, you talk about progress and how the progression myth and how this was inevitable and, you know, that justification for the hot mess that we're in. You know, and Nassim Haramein talks about how we haven't been ready as human beings to move forward because we've always been held back by greed and things like this. And, you know, and I've agreed with you, the Raven, about this progression myth. But I can also see it from this perspective of, even though he's not, you know, in his interviews and stuff, he's not actively doing the analysis of saying that there is an active reason for us being atomized and for power to try and, you know, and to talk about that discussion that we have, the Raven, isn't being said. So, you know, in interviews like this, where you're talking about, you know, moving forward, and there isn't that discussion that we have every week on waking up. But there is that we are at a different time now. We are ready. That seems to be a message, at least in progressive dialogue that's happening. And so I don't know how productive that discussion is. I'm not saying we need to have a whole discussion on progress and whatnot. Yeah, I think we can all be on the same page that we are ready for something different. And he acknowledged that, the Raven, you always acknowledge that we're at a unique time now, and we need to step up and let's do this. Let's bring in a new world that is amazing for ourselves and our children.
Definitely. Second that. Motion.
That's what I disagree with.
No, he did not. He believes that, you know, and he said this many a time, that all, because it was interesting, she was talking about genius came up in there. I don't remember the woman's name. So she was asking about his process, his genius process of figuring out basically his life's work. He spent 30 years working on this. So he was talking about his process, and she was labeling that genius. And he said, you know, I just want to say that every child is a genius, and that it's us realizing our power and our genius is what I want to see. And so I think his heart is in a pretty good place. And I know there's a lot of people who follow him who give up their power to him. I don't think that's his intention. I think we are quick to, you know, in the system, give people star quality power over us, you know.
And you may have covered this. I was running to see if putting all the faders flat. So the thing that jumped out for me when you were talking about